So Timmy just read to us the beginning of the story of David and Goliath. Goliath was a very large man, standing about 9 feet and 9 inches. David's estimated height was about 5'2". So obviously David was at a pretty big disadvantage. Can you imagine facing someone who is almost twice your height? That would be like Bill compared to some of the little Iwana cubbies. David was an underdog, to say the least. David wasn't planning on fighting to begin with. He was sent by his father to go check on his brothers. When he got down there, he began to ask around what the man who killed Goliath would receive. Well, the man in charge of the army, Saul, not the same one that Courtney just spoke about, sent for David. David tells Saul that there needs to be no more bloodshed during this war, and that he will go and defeat Goliath. Saul is a little apprehensive about David going into battle because David was a young man and Goliath was a trained warrior. David insisted he could do it. Saul told David to go and that the Lord be with him. But before leaving, David was offered a set of armor and weapons, which he turned down. David went to face Goliath carrying a staff and 5 smooth stones and a sling. Just think for a second. Walking in somewhere and facing someone twice your size, knowing you only had a staff, 5 stones, and a sling. And you planned on defeating him. That must have been really nerve-wracking. Personally, I would have been terrified. And I think David probably was a little nervous as well. However, David knew he would be okay. He knew he could do it. He was so sure in his relationship with God that God would give him the strength to defeat Goliath. We think of David as an underdog, because size-wise he was. But David was filled with the Lord. The Lord's power is so mighty that even an underdog like David could come out on top. God had big plans for David and wasn't going to let him fail. We could be led at any time, any of us could be really, to a situation where we are the underdogs. Michael Orr, a famous football player that some of you have probably heard of, was growing up in Tennessee. His family life was really bad for a while. He was in and out of foster care and at one point was homeless. And then he met the Tuohy family. They took him in and showed God's love to him and even gave him his first real bed. They treated him like one of their own kids, better than anyone else had ever treated Michael. Later, he was adopted and was drafted into the NFL and is now playing for the Panthers and will be starting in the Super Bowl. He was an underdog and wasn't expected to make anything out of his life. In the neighborhood he grew up in, he wasn't even expected to make it out of high school. But he did. He beat all the odds against him. God was with Michael and saw him through his rough patch. And again, the underdog ended up on top. At any point in our lives, we could be the underdog and be forced to rely on God. But we also could be in the position of the Tuohys and be the ones given the strength from God to help the underdog. With God in our lives,